7 years after the death of Johnny Cash, producer Rick Rubin has selected another 10 songs from the many he produced for Cash late in the singer's life. The result is American Six, Ain't No Grave. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down.
Well, look. Between 1993 and 2003, Johnny Cash and Rick Rubin recorded a series of songs, mixtures of Cash's favorites by other writers, and Rubin's selection of tunes he thought Cash would approach with a fresh perspective. Rubin's strategy yielded some attention-getting results, most notably perhaps Cash singing the Nine Inch Nails song Hurt. Rubin's ideas could have been mere stunts, but more often, thanks to the sincerity of both men, they turned into interesting music. For this latest collection, there are fewer of those leaps of genre. The song that began this review, Ain't No Grave, has a poignance that goes beyond the obvious. Thanks to Cash's spirited singing, it transcends easy irony. There are also songs that complement the weakening of Cash's voice, such as the 1950 anti-war song, Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream.
Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever known before. I dreamed that all the world agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed I saw a mighty room. The room was filled with men, and the papers they were signing said they'd never fight again.
Some of the songs on American Six don't work. It's not that Cash's voice, weak from illness, wasn't up to the challenge of a composition such as Kris Kristofferson's For the Good Times. It's just that For the Good Times is a maudlin, overrated song. I thought that when Ray Price made a hit of it in 1970, and still think so now, as Cash tries to give himself over to Kristofferson's mawkish sentimentality.
Don't look so sad, I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head.
Much more satisfying, if also problematic, is Cash's cover of I Don't Hurt Anymore. The song was a number one hit for Hank Snow in 1953, and it's a fine example of a country song that says one thing but means its opposite. In this case, the singer announces it don't hurt anymore, that he's getting over the heartbreak of losing a lover, yet the entire song belies that notion. The whole point is that we're supposed to realize that the narrator does indeed still hurt, a lot.
It don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops have dried. No more walking the floor with that burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore.
Johnny Cash's death overtakes certain lyrics on this album. It makes you unable to hear the songs for what they are. In this case, I think Cash sings a lovely version of I Don't Hurt Anymore. But instead of a song about lingering heartache, it becomes a song about escaping pain through death. Which brings us to the bigger problem with the American Recording series. There's been some criticism of these final recordings from those who suggest that Rick Rubin was reshaping the Cash legacy. Instead of remembering Cash as a vital, sometimes wild, often defiant figure, people who listen to him here experience a man weakened. I understand the argument against some of these recordings now released posthumously, but I'll defend Rick Rubin in this way. There's a huge body of Johnny Cash work that dwarfs these six collaborations with Rubin. You should go off and listen not just to Cash's famous Folsom Prison live album, but also to 1958's Songs That Made Him Famous from his Sun Records prime, or 1961's Now Here's Johnny Cash for a remarkable range of expressiveness spread over a dozen songs. There's a grand legacy of Johnny Cash music that American Six Ain't No Grave does not by any means trash. It simply presents the man in his final phase, reflective but also active, wanting, needing to make more music. You must choose the way you want to interpret the sentiments that he's left behind.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed American Six, Ain't No Grave, from Johnny Cash.